Hey, and welcome to the WWE Podcast. This is your host, and we are going to be discussing the Royal Rumble from last night. Some quick thoughts. I'm going to head into work here soon, so I won't keep everybody too long. Lately, I've been doing the 15-minute podcast deal, and that seems to be working out well. Get to the point, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the Royal Rumble. And I know that in some aspects I did. There were some really strange things that happened on the show. It felt awkward at times, and I will tell you this. If you didn't tell me that WWE was in Philadelphia for the Royal Rumble, I wouldn't know we were in Philadelphia. I mean, it was, and I tweeted this out, that was a very subdued Philadelphia crowd. I don't know if it was mostly families that were there or just people were exhausted after the Royal Rumble, I don't know. They just seemed drained. The championship match with Brock Lesnar, Kane, and Braun Strowman was, I mean, you could hear crickets. It was crazy. And the fans, they popped loud at times for, of all people, Heath Slater eliminating Sheamus, which was crazy that you'd put that in the top five pops of the night. And you have Ronda Rousey, obviously, making her debut and pointing to the WrestleMania sign, as everybody seems to do every time there's a Royal Rumble. We can't have a Royal Rumble without pointing to the sign at least a minimum of 15 times. And I also tweeted this out. And by the way, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast. And I had said I would pay every single one of my Twitter followers $100 each if the winner of the Royal Rumble match did not stand on the second rope and point to the WrestleMania sign after he won. Well, if you guys want technicalities, Shinsuke Nakamura, who was obviously the winner of the Royal Rumble, knelt on the second rope or kind of squatted on the second rope. Okay, guys, we're not getting technical here. You can put away your checkbook, or I'm putting away my checkbook, okay? I was close enough, all right? And you know, we're getting all technical here. Those of you who thought I was serious, I mean, really, really, really. But you guys get the gist. It's every single Royal Rumble that you have the winner stand on the second rope or position. I should have used the word position themselves on the second rope and point to the WrestleMania sign, as they are required by WWE management to make a nice WWE.com home screen shot or whatever they want to do with that picture of every single Royal Rumble winner. So, outside of Shinsuke Nakamura, which was my pick for the Royal Rumble, it was a very interesting Royal Rumble in many aspects. You had not just Shinsuke win, but you had guys like Jinder Mahal, which WWE spent 6 months building up, get thrown out within a couple of minutes of the match. And that was puzzling to me. I don't understand that. If WWE, maybe they are way, and it looks like they are completely off of the Jinder Mahal bandwagon, which is very surprising to me that they have done this to him. What also was interesting was the reaction of Roman Reigns, which not surprisingly was a shower of boos. I loved it. Thank you, Philly, for that. You guys were not quiet during the Roman Reigns entrance or his performance inside of the ring. And maybe it's just me, but did anybody else look at Roman Reigns and think he's put some weight on? He looked just really thick. And when I say thick, that's the only word I can come up with, because I don't know if it's muscle or if it's fat or a combination. I don't know. Maybe it was my screen. I was standing right next to my TV about a foot and a half away, which is probably not good for my eyes, but I couldn't tell. I looked at Roman and I said, what? I was like, did he look like he put on like 20 pounds? So I don't know. Maybe it's my TV. Maybe it's my eyes. Maybe I just haven't taken a good look at Roman in a while. But maybe somebody else can elaborate on that or agree or disagree. Follow me on Twitter, by the way, at the WWE Podcast. So that was good to see. Roman Reigns getting eliminated. I couldn't have imagined if he had won. Now, just because Roman Reigns did not win the Royal Rumble, don't think for a second that WWE is not still going to position Roman Reigns in the main event at WrestleMania. Because guess what? AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, we're getting that at WrestleMania. That should be a classic. We're getting a Brock Lesnar versus question mark. Oh, that question mark is Roman Reigns. Because guess what? They're going to have a tournament of some sort. Roman's going to win. Probably the number one contendership at the next pay-per-view, Fastlane. And you're going to have Roman Reigns come out on top. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, which is what we all thought a year ago. This has been planned for a year of Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Although I will say this too. As much as the fans don't like Brock or don't like Roman Reigns, and I think he still will be booed out of the building come WrestleMania time, it's interesting that Brock Lesnar has really cooled off. Really cooled off. And I'm not just talking about the flat reaction, and I'm talking about flat. He hit his F5 and it was dead quiet last night in Philly. I'm talking about even Raw's past, where Brock Lesnar has even coming out, it's a mild, a lukewarm cheer, but Brock has just really, his act has become, I think, stale in many fans' eyes. So I'm very interested to hear how the fans react to him at WrestleMania. Now, we have 2 months to go, okay? Over 2 months until WrestleMania, but I don't know what WWE is going to do to heat up Brock Lesnar. Could he come out and tear shit up and you know, F5 everyone in sight? Yeah, that may help. That may work. But they need to do something, and that's the key here. They can't just have the same formula over and over that WWE's been using since Brock Lesnar's return a number of years, 3 years ago or so, where Paul Heyman comes out, cuts a promo, Brock stands there, looks nasty, looks mean, occasionally gives an F5 to somebody and leaves. WWE, I don't know what it is. Brock Lesnar has really cooled off, but they have time. They certainly do have time for Brock Lesnar to heat back up again. And one thing, though, on the, like I said, on the match with Kane and Braun and Brock, the triple threat for the Universal Championship last night, that, man, as flat as the reaction to Philly was, in Philly from the fans, I think it's a couple things. Yes, they were exhausted. It's probably not the same fan base that was there back in 2015. And after seeing a Royal Rumble match with every single conceivable star come out, I mean, yes, you'd be emotionally exhausted. However, say this match has gone on first, where the fans are the most fresh, I still believe that that match would not have received a great reaction. And I'll tell you why. As big as stars as all three of these guys are in their own right, the match just never gelled. The match was, it was just almost a bunch of nonsense. And I mean this in the most respectable way that I can, because I have the utmost respect for all three guys. It was just big move, F5, you know, choke slam, F5, table, chair shot. There was just no time for the fans to digest what was going on. And I think, yeah, you could probably blame that on some of the fact that, okay, guys, you have X number of minutes, go out there and do it. Maybe their time got cut short to save time for the Women's Royal Rumble match, on top of just big move. And it was too much, too soon, too fast, and no reactions for finishers, which is mind-boggling for the guys that are in this ring. And so I just, the match quality was, I don't want to say poor, maybe just rushed. Rushed is a better word for the match. It was just an awkwardly, just big man match that never seemed to really gel. So it was, I don't know. Maybe I don't know how to put it in words better than that right now. So, but other than that, you have new tag team champions. So Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins are no longer tag team title holders, and I'm okay with that. I think Dean Ambrose, if he's coming back soon, could be rejoining Seth. That's a possibility in the next month or so. So Jason Jordan no longer needed to be tagging with Seth, at least in the short term or long term anyway, because yes, they could get their tag title rematch, but I don't see any need to take the belts off of Sheamus and Cesaro. There's just no need for that. And also, yes, the Women's Royal Rumble, you have Asuka. And you have Shinsuke, two Japanese stars coming out on top. Both were my picks going into the Royal Rumble. So, I don't know, toot my own horn or whatever that means, whatever value that adds to your life that I was right on the Royal Rumble winners. I don't know, but there it is. So, yes, Ronda Rousey makes her return, or excuse me, her debut, because she already made her an appearance back at WrestleMania 31. So Ronda Rousey in the mix, assuming with Charlotte at WrestleMania. She received a nice reaction, but I don't think as big of a reaction if the fans were fresh. I think, yes, there were some holy shit chants, a strong reaction, but I don't think the monster reaction that they had anticipated because of the length of the show. It was a 4-hour pay-per-view. Take the 3-hour Raw beast, add an hour, and add the fact that you've already seen 60 entrants come out. Men and Women's Royal Rumble. On top of that, you've seen the championship matches with AJ Styles and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, which, by the way, I'll mention that. That was a nice match. Awkward that the referee just blatantly missed the fact that Owens and Zayn never tagged. If there's ever instant replay in WWE, it'll just kill the product. You can't have instant replay because I know they only do it when it's convenient, but it should remain that way. Otherwise, you handcuff yourself for a lot of finishes where referees miss things. But anyway, it was an okay match. I didn't hate it. I hope that they move on, and I think they do with Shinsuke looming in the background, and you have Kevin and Sammy raising hell with Shane McMahon, and it's going to be an interesting scenario moving forward. So I'm going to end on this note, guys. And I know I am a rant fanatic at times, but this one I think warrants it. And that is Stephanie McMahon and the women's division, the women's revolution. WWE is trying so hard, or excuse me, I don't know, I'm going to use Stephanie because she's the face of this, who comes out. And she is on commentary, acting like she isn't responsible for this women's revolution because she's the brand ambassador for WWE, because she likes to be making sure that the public sees her in a light that is in sync with what society wants in women's movements. They just had a women's march. Look, since all of a sudden, everybody, all these people that feel like they don't have any rights are just standing up, making sure they're recognized. Okay, you have... you know what? I'm not going to get too political. Let's keep it WWE. I almost went on a tangent, but it's related heavily to Stephanie McMahon and her image of WWE, making sure all the sponsors and everybody views WWE as, well, look what we're doing. Well, look at what they're doing for the women. Isn't this great? Look what they're doing for women. And it's in sync with society's hot button issues right now. My God, they're such a great company. And Stephanie McMahon trying to Stephanie McMahon is trying to make herself the leader, if you will, the person that ignited this movement, the women's movement, or whatever the hell you want to call it. And she is more effing concerned. And you know what? The hell with this. I may have some expletives, so if you have kids in the car or whatever, my apologies. You may want to turn it down right now. But this is how emotional I feel about this. And I know it's wrestling, but I think it's a microcosm of a larger issue right now of WWE. So, warning. Here we go. So, Stephanie McMahon is more fucking concerned with making sure that women are making history than having the women want to win the goddamn match. How many times did you hear about making history? It's history. It's history. No shit. It's history. Of course it's history. But we know it's history without you telling us 4,000 times that it's fucking history. Sasha Banks and Charlotte were as guilty as the rest of the division when they were the first women to Hell in a Cell match this past year. It's all about making history. Look at the women did and look at history. Oh my God, we're making history. We're making moments. Aren't we great? Let's make a fucking children's book about this. I don't understand why they are so concerned about making fucking history instead of actually having the competitors care about winning the match. This is a wrestling environment. It is a fantasy environment that I need to care about by having the competitors care that they are trying to win the match. Not about, wow, look at all of us. Aren't we a collective group? Yeah, we've had our differences in the past, but this is bigger. This is about Stephanie McMahon and WWE. We're just making history. Isn't it great to be here? Are you fucking kidding me? This is what WWE has become. And it's become Stephanie McMahon's little playground of making sure that everybody sees how great we are, and look at what we're doing, and we have a female voice on commentary of Stephanie McMahon making sure there's a women's perspective and there's a women's mind on commentary, and a woman was behind all of this, and Stephanie McMahon, bullshit, it is not Stephanie McMahon who's behind any of this, it's the talent, the women who have made WWE's women's division what it is, not Stephanie McMahon's bullshit image that she is trying to project to every sponsor and on the TV audience as well. That is the crap I can't stand. It's like when Stephanie McMahon came out and first introduced the Royal Rumble idea. Everybody just bowed down to Stephanie McMahon's greatness, and all of a sudden the angels sang, and everybody, all heels and baby faces, stood side by side and smiled at Stephanie McMahon's announcement. Are you fucking kidding me? This is the stuff that makes me angry as a fan, as a human being, because it is crap. The women are where they're at because they're talented, because they have done an amazing job at getting over, at creating characters and living those characters, being those characters, not because Stephanie McMahon tries to spearhead herself as the inventor, as the creator, as the leader of this women's movement. It is bullshit. I am tired of her corporate crap. And I'm tired of this making sure society views WWE as, we're not this wrestling company. We're not, what's wrestling? We're entertainment. We don't do wrestling. We do entertainment. We're just an entertainment company because we just want to make sure that everybody views the WWE as this nice, family-friendly, women's movement, minority-driven company. Aren't we great? Fuck that. All right, guys. So I will keep it at that. But overall, I enjoyed the Rumble. I got to get into work. So everybody have a great day, and I'll talk to you next time.